Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Morning, would you open your green hymnals to hymn number 35? We'll ask you to stand as we sing number 35. And it's the theme of this of camp this season, praise. We'll hear a little bit about that as we go on this morning. If you're part of Pilgrim Camp, even for a little bit, you know that that's one of the things that we like to practice, that blesses us and blesses God. And so this morning we invite you to come in and praise with full hearts. Some of the scriptures that we have in your camp book this year that's given to the staff early, and some of you have picked that up. But in Psalm 95, it's come before his presence with thanksgiving. In Psalm 100, enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. That was the command of God. That was the practice in the Old Testament. By the priests and the people of God that would come to the temple. It was just this exuberance and this joy, having the opportunity to come into the presence of God and to worship and praise. And so that's our opportunity and privilege today as well, that we come to the presence of God, that he is here today, that he is welcoming us, inviting us into his very throne room. And as we behold him, our hearts are filled with worship and adoration and praise to our God. So, Lord, we've come today to lift you up. We ask, Lord, that you give us a clear vision, a clearer vision of who you are in your majesty, in your glory, in your righteousness, O God. That we would bow before you, Lord, and give you all the glory that's due your name. And so we do enter today your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We pray that you would be lifted up. And Lord, as we lift you up, we know that, Lord, you are coming to lift us up, coming to bless us, coming to be with us and to dwell with us. So with hearts full of adoration, Lord, we exalt your name. There is none like you, you are worthy. Praise your name. Let's worship you. Jesus, we bless you. We praise you. There is none like you, Lord God. Glorious, majestic, holy, righteous, full of grace, full of mercy. Today's reading Psalms that I already mentioned, but I'll read from Carrie Judd Montgomery, who wrote this in regards to those Psalms of thanksgiving and praise. "'Tis the fitting way of entrance to the palace of the King. When you stand before his gateway, you must lift your voice and sing. Those who murmur may not enter in his holy courts of praise. They who here abide are singing all the nights and all the days." Mm. Was this put to music, Brother Paul, do you know?
I don't know.
It should be, shouldn't it? "Listen, you will hear the anthem. Praise him always for all things. Praise him when your faith seems ebbing. Praise him when you mount on wings. Praise him for the well-beloved gift unspeakable divine. Praise him for the blessed spirit comforting with oil and wine. Praise him for his touch of healing that uplifts and makes us whole, for the fount of life within us, filling spirit, body, soul. Praise him for trials and crosses, trials more precious than of gold, for they bring us close to Jesus in a fellowship untold. Praise him for his gifts, good and perfect, from the Father heart above, shown by seed time and by harvest, in his never-failing love. Not alone on earth's glad day, not alone on earth's glad feast days, must our hearts be tuned to song, but with every waking moment we must praise him all day long. He who offers praise, he tells us, glorifies his name, and the richest and the poorest may thus honor him the same. So I'll bring my humble offering, welcome thus before his face, and will join the angels' chorus with my sacrifice of praise." You know, there's a picture that we have in the book of Hebrews that this last verse talks about. We join the angels' chorus with my sacrifice of praise. Just so you know, that's not just someday when we die and go to heaven or Jesus returns and brings us home. But this is something that takes place today, the writer of Hebrews says. Here are saints who have gone from old, right from the beginning of time through Genesis and all the way through the New Testament saints. And some of you have saints that were in your life, maybe a mom or a dad or a grandparent, those that we love who are in heaven today. And the angel choirs, the writer of Hebrews says, are all joining in praise and worship around the throne of God. And he says that we here who are still on earth are joining in that chorus of angels and saints praising our God. And so we don't see it or hear it. I wonder if they do, but I know God does. And he says all of the voices on earth and in heaven that are praising him, he is receiving together as this great, grand, glorious choir. And so today we're not just a bunch of us in a bigger than a cabin, in a meeting house up on a lake that's remote that a lot of people don't know about. We're not just here singing with our voices, but we're joining millions and millions throughout the ages and myriads of angels and those around the throne that are worshiping our God today. And if we could see that with our spiritual eyes, how that might change the way we worship him and the way we praise him. Find your part in the choir today, and let's praise him. Amen. Here's another song in our white hymnals, number 62. We have levels of songs. A lot of people are not familiar with the songs in the hymnal today. They're not used as much. So that's kind of a foreign thing to a lot. But then when we get into this white book, it gets even more foreign. Because people who know this book very often don't even know this book then, because there's some older, maybe some that we don't sing as frequently. And this is one of them. I think those of us who've been around camp for a little while are familiar for sure. But if you don't, you'll learn it quickly. And join the choirs of heaven, number 62.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, people of his joy.
grace in Jesus' pure, precious blood. Let's redeem us, so God. We love you. We bless your name, Lord. You are exalted. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Jesus. We praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord, we worship.
Glory.
We worship.
Glory.
Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5 said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And the way that the writer, inspired by the Holy Spirit, the way that he describes it, with all this the desire, this with all our hearts, with all your soul.
Yes.
And with all our strength. I think it covers all the bases, covers all the entire person in the way that we should seek the Lord and love the Lord. And this about the strength, I'm thinking not so much about physical. Obviously, I'm not a physical person. Not in the way that sometimes we think about physical. But this strength involves the will, the mind.
Yeah.
The mind is a beautiful thing to waste. There's so much beauty around this camp, so much beauty in the creation. But the mind is very complicated, very complex, capable of doing, resolving complex algebraic equations. But a mind that is clouded by sin, by the sin, it's really totally a waste. It doesn't mean that it's not capable of doing great things, good things. But when it comes to love God, it's really far away from it.
Yeah.
Far away.
Yeah.
But God.
Yes.
When we were lost in our sins and trespasses,
thank
He loved us first.
Thank
He loved us first. And He removed us from the darkness into His marvelous light.
Okay.
And it is our response to that love to seek Him, to love Him.
Yes.
And we are not here, and we are not everywhere, just simply having a good time or enjoying a good time, which we all need rest, and we all enjoying this beauty around us in nature or in our churches where we are. But it is our duty constantly to seek the Lord. And the way we seek Him, brothers and sisters, is by the renewers of our mind. Renewing your mind. And we renew our mind as we come and read the scriptures and spend time in His presence. So I am trying to just encourage every one of us as we continue this week and the remaining days and the periods to come into the campus. It is, you're not here just for a time or a week away from home, but also to seek the Lord.
Yes.
To seek Him. And as you seek Him and you learn more from Him, His will is revealed more and more to you. And you will learn to choose the things that pleases God. And as you die to the old self, Christ will grow in you. And you will please Him. And as you speak, you will speak ways that the Lord will be pleased. And as you face circumstances in life, even at your young age, you will do what is right before the Lord. So my prayer is that we continue to seek Him in spirit and truth.
Yes.
We continue to learn and grow in the love of Him. And then He will continue to draw closer to you every day.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I love you, Lord.